Hi, this is Lynn Fraser with the Killaby Center for Recovery, and I'm here today with Scott Killaby, the director of the Killaby Center and the first mindfulness-based recovery center in the U.S. And we're going to talk a little bit today about COVID-19, and Scott has some things that can help for people in this time. There's so much fear, there's so much chaos in the mind, and what would you like to say for people that would help them through this?
There's a lot that I have to say because we've been doing these Wednesdays webinars every Wednesday at 5:15 Pacific. Myself and Matt Nettleton give a free webinar to help people through the COVID thing. And so there's been really rich conversations and lots of layers to this COVID-19 thing. And so just some of the themes that are popping up is obviously the fear of contracting it that comes up for people. There's the fear of a loved one, an older loved one or someone that contracts. So there's fear of, it's bringing people's fear of death and suffering and sickness up. And then there's the financial piece where people are having to make, some people are having to make major adjustments in their lifestyles and not able to make payments. And so the anxiety of money, which you and I know has its own pull to it. So it's bringing that up at the same time. And then there's this other thing where, because we're living almost like day by day or week by week to try to understand this virus, our minds can't live in certainty as much. Like, we don't know what's going to happen. So it's kind of forcing us to look at the uncertainty that scares us. And those are the themes that I'm seeing. And then another theme is just resistance to change because of that. So because it's changing so fast and we're learning new information and we're having to adjust our lifestyle, some people obviously feel a resistance to change. So we've been doing inquiries to help them move through that resistance so that they can move through this crisis fluidly instead of fighting it and paying attention to what needs to happen. And then the other thing, another really important theme is to make this distinction between what practical steps or precautionary measures should I be taking as, you know, just as humans do, take external measures or to take care of yourself versus inquiry, the internal stuff that's making me anxious or scared or, okay. And so we're really trying to make the distinction because I think a lot of people lean towards creating solutions that are like externalized. Like if I can just wear a mask and stay home, even if I'm racked with anxiety, at least I'm safe. But to take care of the whole person, you have to take care of the practical stuff, the mask, the shelter in place, but also the internal stuff to be well during this, the fears, the insecurities, the deficiency stories, the fear of this or that. So I'm trying to coach people on how to bring those two things together, to not use inquiry as your only tool. It's only one tool in this crisis to help what's going on with your emotional, psychological makeup. But then there's also, I have to remind people that there's still precautionary steps that you have to take. This is life, you know, we have to still do these things. And some people can inquire themselves out of the need to do those things because they're feeling right. So, and we have to kind of pull them back into the world a little bit more to say, hey, look, don't get so complacent in your restful awareness that you don't take smart action.
Right. Yeah. So in this case, it would be kind of bypassing the physical world, practical things we need to do.
Yeah, it's all illusion. So why worry about it?
You know? Right. So what are some of the ways if the people are going to come to that Wednesday? Is that Facebook Live?
It's actually on Zoom. So about every Tuesday or Wednesday on my Scott Killaby Facebook page, we put up a little post that says the webinar is going to start at Wednesday, 5:15 Pacific, and then we put the link to a page that will give you access at 5:15 Pacific time every Wednesday, and it's free.
Okay, great. I'll put that up here too so people can see it. So what kinds of things are you seeing with people? Fear, anxiety, how is that? How are you working with that with COVID especially?
I mean, you know, we're doing a lot of the Killaby inquiries tools because they work and because we find that these particular tools are easier to do on your own than some other tools. It's like, because all we're doing is I have to always kind of explain it, because I know that there are people listening who don't know what reverse inquiry is. But for example, like if someone comes to me and says, I'm afraid that I'm going to lose my house. Okay, because I can't pay. So practical measures have to be taken there, right? Like you may need to go get a loan. It's not all inquiry. Take care of yourself. But from an internal view, I can ask that person to close their eyes and say, I'm going to be okay if I lose my house. And then I have them sit there with that and just watch from awareness and let their system object to that and show them all the fears or the bad things that could happen from that. And they just rest with it. Come down in the body, feel that anxiety, sit with it, work with it, love it. And they keep going back to some of these same questions until they feel more neutral and more present around this thing. And so I use a lot of reverse inquiry and utility inquiry. But mostly, and sometimes I just ask questions. I'll just say, like one of the questions that we have in our work is like, if somebody's afraid of something, we'll say, what's the worst thing that can happen? So those are good questions to ask during COVID-19, because the mind can start conjuring up all sorts of doomsday scenarios, right?
Right. Yeah, for sure.
Yeah. But I've been asking other questions like just around whatever pops up. If it's like a fear of a loved one dying, I might say, I'll be okay if that happens. It's going to hurt, but I'll be okay if that's going to happen. Right. And so it's that part that I'm going to be okay, which brings up the no, I'm not going to be okay.
Right.
And so then we deal with that. And so that they don't have to worry about that so much. You know, they can take care of their loved ones without the fear driving it so much. So literally everything's coming up for people in different ways, you know, during this period. One interesting thing that's coming up is that when people are having to shelter down with each other, when usually they can go to work and get away from each other, now they're having to spend so much time together, the triggers are coming up that are in the relationship, but that they've been avoiding by going separate ways. Yeah. And so sometimes the sessions are about how to coexist more harmoniously, you know, by working through triggers.
Right. Right. So if somebody has a thought about, well, I'm not going to be okay if that happens, can you just run through a couple of the ways that you have people work with thoughts? There's so much intensity with thoughts.
There is, especially during a time like this. So as I have them pull those thoughts up, if I do a reverse inquiry, like I'm going to be okay, the key is to have them looking from awareness, because as you know, from awareness, it's a little safer, right, to look at these things. So we have them look at these things, and we generally have them just rest with them and stay conscious of them until they start to become a little bit overwhelmed or re-traumatized, and then we enter in some tapping or some different interventions which give them some space from those scary thoughts. And then we continue to have them witness them, and eventually the scary thoughts will just kind of fall away or get very weak. And then we suggest they go into the body. Right. And then we're starting to work with really kind of cool somatic tools that my whole thing is like, how can you reduce body resistance to almost zero, you know? And the way that I've learned to do that with KI is like normally in non-dual teachings, they'll say, just rest with the feeling. But what I noticed is that when people would do that internally, they weren't aware that the nervous system was worried about the feeling that was there. So there was resistance down there. So I started working with different tools to reduce that resistance internally. And then now I'm seeing body contractions and emotions kind of dissolving more easily. And one way of having that happen is through guiding them into what I call the dance. So the dance is when you're feeling into something is not just to rest as a neutral awareness. That awareness is there, but to actually use your attention to come into the feeling and then dance with the feeling. So like if the feeling wants to contract, your attention just moves with the contraction. It goes with it instead of against it. And somehow the contraction can't stand that. It just messes up its entire order because it got formed through resistance. So when you go in there and you love it and support it and what it wants to already do. It doesn't know what to do with that. And so it starts to shift and break out and dissolve. And then that helps us open up into what thoughts are connected to that. So it's just we're refining the tools and then we're applying them to these COVID-19 issues.
So there's a lot of different things coming up. And if people check your Scott Killaby Facebook page on Tuesdays, they'll get the Zoom link for Wednesday afternoon, 5:15 Pacific, for you and Matt Nettleton. And that's free. It's every week. And also there's free natural rest practices going on every day on the Killaby Center for Recovery Facebook page.
Yep. And that's 11 a.m. Pacific every day, 7 days a week on the Killaby Center for Recovery page.
Right. Yeah. Cool. Well, thank you very much, Scott.
Thank you. Bye.
The Killaby Center for Recovery is reaching out to some of the people we've interviewed for the Radical Recovery Summit. We're asking, how can you support people that are struggling during the COVID-19 pandemic? There is a range of programs and support that people are offering, as well as ways to frame this. What is it that's happening inside of you during this time? Come to radicalrecoverysummit.com to click right through to the interviews.